desperate dash to save a life pulled from the debris after a Russian missile strike in the town of Vinnytsia. It was mid-morning when three explosions ripped through an office building and two residential blocks. The area was packed, the number of dead and injured significant. President Volodymyr Zelensky called it an act of terrorism.
Today, Russian rockets hit our city, Vinnytsia, a typical peaceful city. Cruise missiles hit civilian buildings, destroyed residential blocks, a medical center, and there is a fire. Cars were on fire, trams. This is a particular criminal act of Russian terror. It cannot be done by humans. They're barbarians.
If the Ukrainian claims are correct and what was fired were caliber cruise missiles from a submarine, that adds to their allegation that civilians are being deliberately targeted. Because these missiles are known to be incredibly accurate, rarely straying more than 4 meters away from their intended target. The attack came just hours after Ukraine's foreign minister renewed calls for a special tribunal to investigate alleged Russian war crimes. Speaking to a meeting of Europe's judicial authorities, Dmytro Kuleba says there should be coordination with existing agencies.
We have heard a number of reservations since the idea first floated in the early March. Most of them express concern that this effort could replace existing international courts and tribunals, thus weakening them. I want to clearly reiterate, we do not have any such intention.
Countries at the Ukraine Accountability Conference agree the investigation into the war could take years, but say it's important anyone responsible for any atrocities must be held to account. Russia denies it has committed war crimes during what it calls special military operations in Ukraine. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.